from what we're observing, Kibbs, initially, I think around midnight last night, they started blocking social media platforms like WhatsApp, Facebook, and Twitter. And this is done by usually an instruction made by whoever is in authority to POTRAS. POTRAS is the statutory, the regulator for the telecoms industry. So then POTRAS then gives directive to companies like Econet, NetOne, Telcel, and TelOne to block traffic that is communicating with social media. But then in the morning, later on, we discover that no, it was not only social media, but eventually it was kind of a total internet blackout. So the first providers were told to pull the plug so that nobody accesses internet.
How do you block it? What do they use to block it?
What happens? Several ways. The easiest and obvious one is to pull the plug out of your computer, right? But the service providers, what they do, they block the port, P-O-R-T. Every service that runs on the internet has got a port. For example, the web browser like Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer, they use port 80 or 880 or 553 for SSH. So every service on the internet has got a port. So all they have to do is to block the port and the protocol. By protocol, I mean browsing uses HTTP, email uses SMTP, POP3, and WhatsApp has got its own protocol called XMTP, it's based on that, and so on and so on. So all they have to do is to block the ports or the protocol or on the service provider switch. So now there are about how many gateways in Zimbabwe? I think four. TelOne, Africom, and Econet, which goes via Liquid. But Liquid or Econet or Zol are the largest because they control like 70% of the traffic that is coming in or going out. So obviously either they were forced to do that or they were cooperative. So I can't judge on that. I'm not in that area. Yes.
Yes. And how do you go around it?
You can certainly go around the social media if they block. You can use what you call a VPN, a virtual private network. There is one called Turbo VPN. Turbo is in T-U-R-B-O, VPN. There are quite a number if you open your Google Store or your Apple Store and just search for VPN. There are several free ones and ones that you pay for. So once you use that connection, it allows you to randomize your IP address and randomize your port. It will connect first maybe to Switzerland, then to whatever service. So that way it can be checked down. This is what people are using to buy China and other countries to be on the firewall. It's pretty easy and straightforward. And it's unfortunate that people haven't been following some of the posts I do. I always write about these things, I think, for the last 3 years, because there is a cyber and clear crime bill that is coming up. And some of us are worried about the implications of that bill, because the thin line between personal privacy and national security, both are important, you must understand. But that bill has provisions to the effect that they can cut anybody anytime and even spy on citizens using what you call a remote spying tool. But the way they use it, they say remote monitoring tool. So this is something that's still at bill stage. It hasn't been passed, so it has to be debated and people must be aware of it. Because otherwise, in future, I can assure you, you might have to get a license to use the internet in Zimbabwe.